الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah Rabbul Izzat has made a man with a body, physical body, and spiritual ruh. So insan is actually the combination of these two things. He has physical body and a spirit, a ruh in it. Now this ruh has also a qalb. There's physical heart in the body. We all know that, which pumps the blood. The physical heart is there. But ruh has also a qalb. It is called qalb in Quran and Hadith. So sometimes we translate qalb as heart, but it is not a physical heart. It is actually a spiritual heart. So the spiritual heart is called qalb. So ruh has a qalb. And this qalb is center for love. What is the function of qalb? Just like what is the function of a physical heart, we say that the function of physical heart is to pump blood. What is the function of spiritual heart, the qalb? The qalb's function is to love. So we feel love because of this qalb. The first thing to understand is that there are two things in a human being, body and ruh. Then this ruh has qalb, which is a center of all attraction and love. Now we should understand that there is attraction in the world. Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself has put attraction in the world. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. So Allah Ta'ala say, beautified for people is the love of that which they desire, of women and sons, the heaped up sums of gold and silver, fine branded horses and cattle and tilled land. That is the enjoyment of worldly life, but Allah has with Him the best return. So Allah Ta'ala Himself says that I have put attraction in this world for the exam of the people, to test the people whether they are attracted towards this dunya or they are attracted towards me. So this world has some attraction. Now we should understand that this love for the dunya has two parts. One is lawful and other is unlawful. Lawful love for the dunya is just like One person feels love for the parents, for wife, for children, etc. These are all lawful because Allah Rabbul Izzat has made them lawful. But there are few love and attraction for the dunya which is unlawful. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to be indulged in that part of the dunya. Why Allah Ta'ala doesn't want? Because if we will be indulged in that part of the dunya, then we will do sins. Then we will be doing evil. So yesterday also we discussed that the evil part of the dunya has been forbidden. So lawful love is 100% allowed. The unlawful love for the dunya is not allowed. That is a love which should not be in the person's heart. Now, we should also understand this one love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. One love for Allah Ta'ala. Why should we love Allah Rabbul Izzat? Because He is our Creator. Everything we get in our life is actually a provision of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So He is our provider. Everything has been provided by Him. As we love our parents because they are caring, careful for us, so we should also love Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is giving every provision to us, who is actually creating us. And we will ultimately meet Him. Nothing will be there. All this world, all the parents, all the friends, everything will vanish, and only Allah Rabbul Izzat will be there, in front of whom we will be standing. So Allah Ta'ala, although we don't see Him, but there should be a love for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. But those who believe are stronger in love for Allah. They love Allah Ta'ala more than anything else. So this, by definition, Allah Ta'ala says that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, whoever has iman in his heart, he will love Allah more than anything else. So qalb is the place which loves. Now we have said that there is attraction in the world. On the other hand, we are saying that we should love Allah Ta'ala. So how should we manage this situation? So remember this point, that qalb can accommodate love for only one thing. It cannot accommodate love for two things. It cannot accommodate the unlawful desires of the world. It cannot accommodate unlawful love of the world. And at the same time, it cannot accommodate love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. It can accommodate only one love. Either the love of the world or the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we have only one choice. So, we can also think about that, like a place where either light will be there or darkness will be there. If light will come, the darkness will vanish. Darkness is the name of a condition where there is no light. So when the light of love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala enters the qalb, the darkness of the love of Ghairullah, the darkness of the love of unlawful world disappears. So the important decision to make is to enlighten the qalb with the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If we can enlighten our heart with the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then the all the darkness of the unlawful world will vanish. So that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in hadith, the mafhum of that hadith, that insan has qalb, if it is reformed, then that person gets reformed. So our personality depends on the qalb. If qalb has the love of Allah, then or all the acts and deeds will be according to that. If our qalb has the love of unlawful dunya and desires of the dunya, then our deeds and acts will show that love. Now only question is how to enlighten our heart with love of Allah. Because I have said that if there will be no light, the darkness of the love of dunya will be there. So only question left is that how to enlighten that girl with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us guidance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in hadith, mafhum of which is that everything has polish, and the polish of qalb is zikrullah. So we can polish our qalb, enlighten our qalb with zikrullah, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is zikr? Zikr is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects us to Allah ta'ala. Actually, this zikr scratches every love of ghairullah from the qalb. It polishes qalb. Other important thing is that this qalb is just think that this qalb is just like a room, and there are few windows in the room. If these windows will be open, the dust will come into the room, and that room will get dirty. So the windows of the room of the girl are these eyes and these ears and this tongue. Means that if we use our eyes and ears and our tongue for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our heart will get enlightened, our qalb will get enlightened. And if we will use our eyes and ears and tongue for ghairullah, for the love of dunya, then our heart will get the love of this world. So we can ourselves enlighten our heart by the use of eyes and tongue and ears. So what does it mean? We can sit in the company of the people who are actually discussing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a person gets a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to abstain from the sin is just so easy. So the company of the people of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one way to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the other way is to ponder upon the Quran, to look at the translation of Quran, to look at the meaning of the Quran. So this Quran will enlighten us. Then we we will get so much connected to Allah Ta'ala, even when we will be in dunya, seeing this dunya, seeing, for example, if somebody is seeing at sky, at heaven, at mountains, rivers, then he will also remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He will feel increase in the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in his qalb. So in short, if somebody feels attraction to the world, this is a very common thing in youth. So if somebody feels attraction to the world, it is his responsibility to convert it to attraction to Allah by more remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also remember this point, the minimal remembrance will not help. Actually, it is abundant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will help. Means at least few hours a day. For example, start with 20 minutes Quran translation, then try to increase not only Quran translation, just as you are listening to this talk, keep listening to talks of different people. So it will increase, gradually increase your love. And we have only two choices, either love of Allah or love of dunya. And God forbids, if we will not be able to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will get connected to the dunya, unlawful dunya. And if we will be connected to this dunya, then we will do sin. And what is sin? Actually, sin is an act which keeps us farther from Allah ta'ala, which distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is must on every Muslim. It is must on every Muslim to get rid of unlawful desires of dunya by getting more and more love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by more and more remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, by doing this, a person will get connected to Allah ta'ala. All the people in this world who are connected to Allah ta'ala at this moment or in history, actually they did some effort for this thing. And when they did the effort, Allah ta'ala gave the fruits. So fruits will depend on the effort of the person. If a person will not do any effort, he should not think that he will get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obviously, if he is not connected to Allah ta'ala, he will be connected to this world. And if he is connected to this world, then he will do sin. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mafhum of which is that the basis of all sins is love for dunya. Basis of all sins is love for dunya. So love for dunya means sins. So may Allah help us to get connected to Him. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.